take me down to the Paradise City, where the hops are green and the beers are pretty. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. It's a show about stuff that beer geeks think is entertaining, okay? Nerds. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer. We're going to give you beers to look out for. Listeners are going to call us and leave us messages that somewhat mostly sort of relate to the show. And we're going to talk about beers we were drinking past week and some beer culture news items of things. We're going to throw out stuff for you, but we're going to be drinking too, of course. Mm. We can't not have a beer podcast and then just not have beers.
Oh.
It's the best excuse to have beers.
Are you sure?
Because it's productive. Oh, I'm pretty sure.
I think that's the only reason we started the podcast.
We already have a crowler open of Central Coast Brewing beer, and it's quite excellent beer. Yes. It was Nick's personal stash that we opened up.
Wait, what?
The dummy forgot it last week.
Now you tell me.
And we got to have it.
That'll cost
what
you.
What was this?
Chasing a dream. There's a weird asterisk over the E.
From Central Coast.
So I'm not sure how to pronounce
this. I think we're all in agreement. Excellent beer.
Mm-mm.
Beer.
Good.
Central Coast.
Give it a 10.
So choice. Whoa. What's your untapped?
Oh, this will be a fiver.
You're a five. That's a fiver, huh?
Five on untapped.
Man, high praise.
4.75
caps. Oh, 4.75.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm almost out of it.
It would have been higher.
I'm very stingy with fives on untapped.
Oh yeah,
I'm super stingy, I will admit. And four is my go-to rating. If I think, yeah, this is pretty good beer. Yeah,
four.
Anything above four, it's really getting good. Anything below four, there's something's wrong.
Uh oh.
Like 3.75, still nice rating.
Like, but something's wrong with something you was or wrong. Something
well,
wrong
maybe, with yeah. There's always something wrong with me.
So what would untapped rate you?
Ooh, rate me?
Yeah.
But how are they rating me? As what? A human being?
As a user. As a human being.
Yep.
How shitty are you?
Probably a 3.25, maybe.
What if they tracked your liquor store rants, like, and judged you upon them?
Judged me.
Like, oh, this guy just walked out of the store without buying a beer.
Oh.
He's standing there for 20 minutes.
See, do I get dinged for being an Uber?
Like, you probably
pretentious
caused three Coors Light customers to turn around and not buy beer because you were in there.
Yeah, right. They're like, oh, that guy just walked out. Let's get the hell out of here. I don't like any of this beer in here either.
Yeah, what are we doing?
This sucks. I was in here 3 hours ago. It's still the same beer. Nothing new.
Nothing new.
Hey, get some new beer here.
Facebook. This store's got new
beer. I haven't even taken a break since you were here the last time. Yeah, well, come on. It's time.
Ooh, speaking of new beer.
I love gold.
This one's dedicated to the show by me.
Wow.
I don't know.
Hey, congratulations, guy.
Thanks, me. Thanks, Chief. This is from Sacramento's New Glory Brewing. Just here for the comments. Yeah. And it's got popcorn, fun popcorn faces on the can. I guess, like, if you, you know, the meme is, you know, you're just here just to enjoy the comments on whatever thread you're reading. And you're sitting there eating popcorn, enjoying the comments.
Well, it's usually,
I believe that's what they're talking about.
It's usually Michael Jackson in the, like, from the Thriller video, right? In the red jacket.
Yep.
So is that why the can's red? With the popcorn.
Maybe. They're trying to go like a little nod hinting to the Thriller.
Yeah. Because he's the one smiling, eating the popcorn.
Just here for the comments.
Just here for the comments.
Well, going around the table from left to right.
Thank goodness it's nice and clear.
It's a clear double IPA.
Thanks, New Glory.
is very clear.
Hey, New Glory. Thanks.
It's a everything looks so super clear when it's not New England unfiltered style foggy. Now enjoying.
I poured heavy. Look at my foam. Hey, guys, look at my foam.
That's a recommended way to pour by some.
I'm enjoying my carb now versus later. I'm farting it up.
Hmm. What are you guys saying here? What's that? I almost grasped something to actually describe it somewhat accurately, but then it left me, so.
Damn it.
One day, I'm going to be able to describe beer.
I saw this on draft
chamomile.
When I was out last week.
Chamomile.
And I'm not upset that I didn't get it.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, but is it because it sucks or because you just had Central Coast, which was way off?
That's hurting it.
My palate can be tainted right now.
The opening band blew the
headliner
off the stage.
Damn it.
On this one.
Sons of bitches.
Nobody's going to want Central Coast to open for them anymore.
Nope. Nope. They'll never play a show in this town again.
Nope. Well, I'm in agreement with this. I think it's still nice for a double.
This is very nice.
We came, we're coming off that Central Coast. It's like, what are we going to do? It's like a fruit strike gum, but like you've chewed it for about a minute, which means the flavor's all gone.
Yeah. So you need 12 more pieces to replace it.
That's what I'm getting from it.
Was it passion fruit? Not passion fruit. What's the tropical fruit?
Mango.
Ooh, dank Pacific Northwest hops. Ale yeast. Regular ale yeast, Mikey. How do you feel about that?
Just regular-ass neutral ale yeast.
They have to clarify it now? It's not Northeast. It's regular.
Okay. Let's, as we figure this beer out, let's get into some culture. Culture! Culture!
Ale.
Culture.
Have you heard of ale before?
Oh, well, is this your culture?
Yes.
There's this thing called ale I've been getting into, guys.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
It makes you feel funny.
Nick, what do you got for us this week's culture? We're a little bit earlier than last week, so we have one less preparation day.
Yes, that's exactly why. We're
hurting.
Culture. Firestone Walker is getting ready to have their 21st annual bottle release anniversary party.
Oh.
On November 5th. Will it be as big as the Invitational? Probably not.
Did you say invite?
It's their anniversary party, so their probably second biggest beer release besides Parabola is their anniversary beers.
Yeah. An anniversary is that like a blend of
It's a blend of pretty much everything that comes in a box from them. Mm-hmm. They blend all those beers.
Wow.
To get those box beers, and then they take all those and blend them again to make the anniversary ale.
Jeez.
How many times
can you blend something,
the Cliff Notes version of Parabola or of a Firestone Walker? And 17 was awesome. I don't remember 18. 19 was okay. I don't think I even had 20.
Boo!
Or did we? 20 was a dark gray bottle, I think.
I think we did, or maybe it's still in there.
Maybe it's still in there.
It might be in there.
Ah.
There's a lot of stout-related things that have been in there for a while in the Dorktown Network beer fridge.
Well, I didn't know that.
I don't know. I'm not saying that's in there, but it's possible. There's some things lost right now. There's a Dark Lord in there.
Damn it. What the hell are we doing?
I don't know, man. Waiting for a special occasion. You know, when you got that beer that you're just saving, you're like, oh, I got to wait on this for something real major, and then it just nothing ever lives up to that major.
Oh, you mean my garage beer fridge?
Yeah.
So is there a certain number of special occasions that you'll skip before you just break into a beer?
Yeah. And that's the problem is you'll skip. You're like, no, this isn't special enough.
Yeah.
And then eventually you're like, you know what? Screw it. It's Tuesday night and I need a beer. Uh-huh. I'm opening it up.
And you're like.
And yep. All those times you saved it for not, nothing.
Not disappointed.
To just eat it on a Tuesday night.
I think there should be a threshold. I'm saying like 3 to 5. If you've held it over 3 or 5 medium to large special occasions and you still haven't drank it, I think it's time to do it.
Okay. So, yeah, we got to set a number. Once you've hit 3 passes,
yeah,
you're like, all right, just open it.
Just open it. Just do it. Just quit waiting for that one friend to show up.
You know, new season of freaking iRobot or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You're waiting for the season finale of Game of Thrones, only to find out they canceled it halfway through the season.
Man, I ain't canceling that show. One more season, bro. Damn
it. Just waiting. I was hoping somebody would get angry about that.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe that.
They won't do that, you asshole.
Oh, my God.
You stop saying things like that. Bad man.
Yeah, so when was that coming out, the anniversary?
November 4th. I have it in my Safari. November 4th, 11 to 2.
Maybe we should get an invite to that.
Tickets are on Eventbrite.
Oh, you gotta buy tickets. Okay.
Souvenir tasting glass. 6 or 12 12-ounce bottles. Oh, son of a bitch. They put that in 12-inch bottles, too.
Ha ha. 12-ounce and everything.
No more bombers at Firestone Walker.
At?
Yep.
What? They don't have any bombers there.
I don't think they've done any this year.
Mm-hmm. They've ditched them.
And all together?
Nope, sorry.
It seems
like he's gambling on that.
Hey. Slots. Can't keep moving. Oh, that's a Volkswagen engine.
Yes.
Tell me what engine that is, Nick.
1200 with an exhaust leak.
Is he right?
Guess again. Guess that CC.
Ladies and gentlemen, time on the Craft Beer Podcast, Perfect Pour, where we play What's That V-Dub Engine?
It has K-drons.
If it's not a shitty running 1200, it's a turbo 1600.
No.
No? Wow. I'm way off.
It's an, my ears it's an 1835.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Jeez, oh. Nick. That's embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
I feel bad for that guy.
You didn't get it right.
1800. Yeah. Sure, buddy.
Yeah. Speaking of Volkswagens, I saw that you dropped off a crank.
Are you eyeballing my crank?
Because I walked in there today and they're all tune-up all tunnels in one day. What the hell?
Damn it.
Had to get my car smogged.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah. I had my crank polished. Don't you guys ever get your crank polished?
Not enough.
No! And Mikey wins the show. Yeah, mine's going to be an 1800, bro.
Why don't you guys have a V-Dub podcast? That's what I don't understand.
Nobody would
listen.
Put it
on the Dork Now Network. Nobody. I'll bet you more people than friggin' Perfect Pour. It might battle Perfect Pour for listenership of the Dorktown Network.
Yes.
Top listenership
challenge spot. Accepted.
Get it going, guys. What else is happening in craft beer?
This is short but sweet. Danny Trujillo is in a new commercial making fun of craft beer nerds.
What? Trujillo.
Yeah. It's what is it? Some kind of smart TV where you pick
it's
your channels.
Sling.
Sling box.
Where you pick your channels individually.
If you could get picky about your craft beer, you can get picky about what you watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Slingbox lets you...
See, Matt pretends he hasn't seen it.
Slingbox.
Word for
No, yeah, I see all those.
Yeah.
Yeah. It lets you watch your home TV from wherever you're at. That's what a Slingbox does.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm right here. I don't see my TV.
Well, you don't have a Slingbox, do you?
Damn it. But that's where we're at as far as craft beer nerdism. I think Matt's Snapchatting me right now.
Ah, you got Snapchatted. He put it down. He's like, no, it's not fun when I'm busted. Well, watch out.
So I think we're...
Whatever Jenny Trujillo says is fine. I'm not messing with him.
Even when he's dressed as an ironic hipster bartender with a bow tie.
Yeah. Oh, now I have to see it.
I'll see if I can pull it up on YouTube.
But we're now a selling tool. Like,
oh, yeah.
We're being made fun of, guys.
Yeah, that means it's over.
It's over.
It's over for us. No more craft beer nerding.
Like, even Portlandia wouldn't touch it. What does that say?
Yeah, there's like, oh, that's beyond us.
No.
Oh, there's one final season of Portlandia. There's still a shot, still a chance.
Yeah.
That craft beer geek will make it onto the show.
What's up with that other show you guys watch, the Silicon Valley? What's the beer scene in that one right now?
There isn't. It's just like they drink beer. They drink Drake's and Old Rasputin.
Yes, I love those guys.
So, but it's not referenced. It's just, you just have to watch for it.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. As long as it's there. Right. I don't need it to be the star of the show.
Right.
I just want it to be there somewhere.
It's fun.
Acknowledged.
It's fun to watch, spot the Drakes and spot the Old Rasputin.
Spot the Drakes. Spot the Looney.
When you're watching Silicon Valley.
What was that show you guys were talking about with, was it Rob Schneider?
Yeah. There's some Rob Schneider show. I don't know. Producer Becky has been watching it, and I don't know what it's called, but it's like Rob Schneider's, like, it's sort of like a real life, sort of based on his life. And isn't his
real wife, Rob? That's his actual wife. Yes.
Yeah, that's his actual wife. Uh-huh. That's why. Yeah. So there you go.
Actual Rob Schneider too, or is it
yes.
somebody playing Rob Schneider?
No, I mean, he kind of looks like a younger, old version of what's his name from Harry Met Sally.
Billy Crystal.
He looks like a younger, old version of Billy Crystal now, but but yeah.
Gold life goals. Yeah. Look like Billy Crystal and somehow put a baseball reference in every movie you're in.
It's a little bit like Curb Your Enthusiasm, but with Rob Schneider instead of Larry David.
Ah.
A little bit.
Does that work, though?
He does get a little eccentric, so it's kind of funny if, like, you look in the background, he'll be making fun of things. Say he'll be in like an Eastern medicine kick and you'll just look in the background. It's just like stacks of like these vitamins, like overtaking the counter and stuff like that. And he's nice. Just like, he's like, if I don't have my, magnesium tea before I go to bed, it'll just rip my butthole in the morning. And you're just like, well, that's him just getting kind of a,
yikes.
Just goes crazy into the role. Real rough.
There it is.
Yeah. That's your quote of the day.
What, Matt, what's going on? Nick, if you're good.
I'm good.
I forgot to look for beer news.
Boo! Oh, what a horrible week. Oh my God, this is GABF weekend, guys.
Damn it.
We need to be bringing it.
Oh yeah, because we're there.
Damn it! We're here at GABF having the time of our lives. By the way, if you're listening to this on early on Friday, GABF Friday, there is a Get It. And I think we're going to hear about it a little bit more later.
Yeah,
more later. But there is a Get It on the Friday at 6:45 at the Modern Times booth. And Colin will be holding a Get It sign.
Our Colorado reps.
Yeah, our Colorado reps. So I think
they're doing a hell of a job being... It. Perfect yeah,
they're on it. They're all into it right now. Yeah. Just wait a few months.
Yeah.
They'll get tired of us.
Get it? Over it.
They'll be like, over it. Hashtag over it.
Over it.
I'm over it.
Speaking of festivals, did you guys see the Sierra Nevada live feed over the weekend on their Instagram?
No. They
had their Oktoberfest.
I missed that.
Holy shit, that looks like one hell of a party.
Where was it? It was
at the brewery in Chico. At the brewery? And like, Ken, like, it's weird. You think, okay, a brewery has a social media. You expect to see the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And you, then you never do, but you're somehow okay with that. Well, like, they were having shots of Ken Grossman actually Oktoberfesting.
Nice.
Losing his mind, going crazy, having fun.
What? Owners of breweries are allowed to have fun?
No, apparently not.
I don't like that.
It was cool, though. It looks like something to check out one of these days is their Oktoberfest. Wow.
There you go. There's a reco, a virtual reco for Sierra Nevada's Oktoberfest. With a K.
With a K, bros.
With a K. Have you guys thought about this?
Yes.
Can you figure out a good food pairing with a New England foggy IPA?
Vegan bacon.
Vegan bacon.
Yes. Both belong in the trash.
No.
Taco Bell nachos.
Taco Bell nachos. Not regular nachos.
That's very specific.
Taco Bell nachos.
Like the plain regular, not like super nachos, but like the little round cup of cheese and a bag of stale chips.
It could be chips and cheese, or it could be Supreme.
Burrito Supreme. Nacho Supreme. Doritos Locos
What'd
Nachos.
What'd you call me?
Oh, leave me an asshole. Oh, shit. Damn gravity.
I can't hear anything. I lost my headphones. Right, no, just kidding.
You're right. Okay.
New England I didn't clam know that they chowder.
They don't make those little nachos anymore, do they? No.
The side of nachos?
Yeah. No, they'll give you it in a little bag.
Yeah, it was like a tiny bag of chips and a little cup of cheese. And that's what they consider nachos.
If you think that's cheese. And,
yeah. Okay. Cheese-like product.
Yeah. Ooh, did you hear that right at the end? There's a little fuzz.
Orange flavor sauce.
Gold!
Ooh, what color is that?
Oh, my gosh.
It's blackberry colored.
I need this in my glass.
Oh.
Blackberry farts.
My favorite.
This is a Fontana Gym donation.
Fontana Gym.
The Fontana Gym on social media. The Fontana Gym. Whenever you donate a beer, if you want us to throw, you know, shout out something, you know, whether it's your handle or your business, we don't care. If you're giving us beer, we'll run a commercial for you.
A plus science.
Dog ate my homework.
Yes.
From Abrahiwiriff West. I don't know. Artwork by Jessica.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, she is. She's cool. She's a rad. She's one of the rad Jessicas. It's BR.
Is she from the same planet as Rad Stacy?
Maybe.
Rad Stacy.
It's from San Pedro, so that's an LA area. Browridge. Browerij. 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 West.
West. Not east.
Dog game I don't work. Blackberry. Saison.
Saison.
I'm not. Oh, I shouldn't have said Saison because Nick was excited and then now he's not.
Oh, it's actually not that term.
I was hoping it was a Berliner.
Is there a difference between Berliners and Saisons?
Oh, yes, there is. Make a big difference.
That's got the blackberry. Well, Chew Your Beer noticed something.
Oh, great.
To give it to Chew Your Beer to notice this first.
We stopped doing the show 3 years ago and we're just playing reruns.
They apparently Fieldwork can make a beer again.
Ooh.
They're coming out Delta Hoppy Red Ale. They're re-releasing a beer.
What?
This sounds like something Matt would be super into.
Hmm.
Fieldwork Red Ale.
If only he were paying attention right now.
No, he's not paying attention.
Right? I like Fieldwork Reds.
I like
Fieldwork. But they can apparently make a beer again because this is a reissue.
But has there been significant amount of time to where nobody will remember the first batch?
I sure, like, it's been long enough. Nobody's gonna.
There's always those people. I had this beer 6 years ago, and I'm.
it's not quite the same.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
My thorough Untappd notes say otherwise. Yeah.
You've got the exact taste of from 6 years ago down,
mm-hmm.
and you're saying it's not the same beer. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
My Untappd notes say bomb. That means it was really good.
6 years ago, I said bomb. This year, I'm saying, like, eh, it's okay. So, you guys fucked up. Same.
But also, 6 years ago, the four beers before this one were Pabst Blue Ribbon and Coors Light.
You're welcome for my criticism. Now go make better beer. Well, you can email us stuff. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. You can even email your voicemail if that's really something you want to
do. How?
It's technology, bro.
How? What?
Technology.
Is there like e-pigeons?
Yep.
E-carrier
that's,
pigeons?
That's how it's done. And that's how our friend...
That's just the way it is.
Our friend Colin did this.
How's it going, Perfect Pour? This is Colin and Janine.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Hi, Janine.
I just wanted to say hey and let you know that we want to propose a get it at the Great American Beer Festival.
We want to meet anyone who's going to be there on Friday at 6:45 in front of the Modern Times booth to have an official get it.
We're picking Modern Times because we don't get Modern Times here, and you guys yet love Modern Times. It seems like everybody in California thinks Modern Times is really awesome. We want to try it. We want to have a get it right there at the booth.
So just so you guys know, I will be wearing a German beer wench costume. I am a brunette. My husband check will be wearing a kilt. He is also a brunette. And he will be holding up a sign that says hashtag get it so that you will be finding us easily.
What we want to do is do a recording or some kind of a something we can send into the guys.
Or a picture.
To send to you guys. Yeah, or a picture.
Or Facebook. Yeah, or whatever. Instagram.
You know, yeah.
Or,
yeah. Maybe a front shot from the kilt. No.
No. Wait, whoa, wait,
undershot 6:45, guys.
Undershot
Friday, October 6th, in front of Modern Times. I'll have a sign up. If nobody shows up, then that's cool. We'll just do a call from there because we want to call you guys from Great American Beer Festival.
Yes.
And make a mark out of this. But if you guys are there, even better. Let's get it done.
Oh, and next year, if you guys come, we're good with giving you the master bedroom. I'm good with the bacon and eggs, but it's too much to ask for the waffles. I mean, the waffles is just going overboard.
Right.
Damn
Colin
it.
Has a like a very adverse reaction to maple syrup, so we can't do anything with maple syrup. Sorry.
I don't like maple syrup. It's one of those things in my life that I can do without.
But eggs and bacon are good.
Kind of like pineapple on pizza.
No, I love pineapple and pizza.
So whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And we know who's
anyway,
on the right
side. Anyway, we want to talk about Munich as well. It's on my bucket list to go to because it was the original beer festival, and I think it's awesome. And even though I might be a little spoiled because I live in Colorado and I've been to Great American Beer Festival like 4 times already, I still want to go to Munich and do the original awesome beer festival, which I feel like is more about meeting friends and having fun and drinking than it is about the beer. But I still think it would be a really fun time.
Well, that's great. So we want to let you guys know we'll be at Great American Beer Festival. We'll be calling you next week. Anybody that listens to this between the morning time and, you know, obviously 6 o'clock on Friday, hopefully gets the message. We'll try and put it on your Facebook page, and we'll say, hey, we'll have a big old official get it. So
keep up the good work, guys.
Yes.
Maybe we'll also make a social media post saying, find these people.
That's pretty rad. And also, if somebody, for God's sakes, please, somebody meet up, somebody get it with them. If they just have to sit there at 6:45 on Friday at GABF in front of Modern Times by themselves and nobody comes up to them at any point, we may end the show.
Oh.
I'll say that.
Oh.
Maybe.
There it is.
Maybe. And maybe that. I get sensitive artists hurt sometimes when blogger podcasting related things, when nobody's paying attention, you know, go off in the corner of the room and cry, and nobody, all this work, nobody cares. Is Louis eating the carpet again?
No, he's on the rope.
Oh, okay, he's fine.
But there's also a microphone cable right under the rope, so oh. I'm wondering when he's going to get to that.
That was Louis. So please,
yeah,
somebody, if you're going to GABF Friday, make sure to be at the Modern Times booth at 6:45.
They're already going to be GABF famous, being full on costume.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they're already way more outgoing than we are, so I think they'll be all right.
Our Colorado reps.
Yeah.
Colin and Janine.
Cheers.
Get it.
Cheers to Janine for giving us
being rad
her opinion of the Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah. COG. Now we're working towards that. That's getting, building momentum now. Momentum. Well, we need more beer here.
So eggs and waffles. Waffles are out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
but it
says you.
I could do. Hey, if I'm getting the master bedroom, I'm getting bacon and eggs.
Yeah, I was.
I like a little steak sauce with my eggs, just so you know.
Steak sauce, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little more of a hot sauce guy on my eggs.
Yeah, I never been able to do that. I just like the steak sauce.
But you make those eggs into a breakfast burrito, and we might have some.
Oh, okay. So now they got to make breakfast burritos now.
I'm not. No, I never said that. But they do.
But actually, they do. So. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Driving. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line, and the fridge mic is on.
Hello.
Don't tell Nick.
Hello, ladies. Boy, this beer sucks. Yeah, this one sucks, too.
Pick a good one.
How about a Void?
Sure.
I have no idea where this came. Oh, Loyo beer. You guys want to get into some Loyo beers?
Oh, yeah. She wanted us to drink that beer.
Okay. Well, then.
It's in that, like, satin finish
bottle. I hope you got your pocket knife. This is that fridge go, working its ass off. What?
Did you hear that?
Sounds like he's opening something over there. What is he doing? What is he doing with those toys? I think he's
adjusting the chain tension on his bike.
Yes.
Oh, he's back. There's mics off. Good. Good choice.
We can't hear you. Get back on microphone.
Hello. I'm here. Very loud. I'm yelling.
I don't know if anyone else does this, but on Paul's bumper music, I'll sing it during the week to myself while I'm driving. Like, will you call me tonight? Leave me a voicemail.
I love gold.
Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Here, you can have this black stuff.
Oh,
blackberry
boy.
Stuff.
Oh, thanks.
What's that space in between something? What's it called?
Space.
The Void.
Oh. Going around the table, new beer from center to right to left.
Aged in barrels.
Oh, good. It's better than it being aged in boxes.
Could have been aged on oak.
Yeah.
This box is a little soggy, sorry. We've been aging our beer in it.
Aging beer in it.
Intergalactic Stout, aged in rye whiskey barrels from Loyo.
Loyo Drakes.
Did I ever tell you I love you, Loyo?
This is sounds very good beers. We're into the fall winter beers, aren't we? What? You just passed. Oh, you got yours. I was like, I look like Matt just passed on. He's like, no. Nope.
Not going to do it. Not going to
do it. Sammy Hagar would say it puts the cream on your coffee.
Puts the cream on your coffee in the morning.
puts the
rye whiskey barrels.
He does 100 euphemisms in that song.
I poured way too much.
Ooh, that's actually a bit smoother than I thought it would be.
Ooh, that's hot.
There's a little maple-y, maple-y characteristic going on. It's just a hint, not too much.
Speaking of waffles.
Wasn't ready for that alcohol.
I think Mike's dying.
Fumes.
Pure my ethanol.
My work truck has been giving out gas fumes lately, and it's not nearly as potent as this.
That's not good, Mike.
Curiosity, what is your work truck?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Is it Chevy? Ford,
it's
Dodge?
A Chevy.
Okay. Silverado.
Somebody at work said that knows cars, he said what's going on. Our motor vehicles department can't figure it out, but he knew it was there's something going on, like with
the Knuter valve to the flux capacitors obviously has a leak.
It was a Knuter valve.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Wow, what do you guys think of this? This thing's hot as fuck to me.
I see nothing wrong with it.
It's drinking pretty smooth. Good.
I think if another year, give this a year, this thing would be really good.
Okay, is this a hazy IPA?
Pour it back in the bottle.
Put it back.
Put it back in the fridge.
Oh, man.
Save it for next year.
Yeah.
Woo.
Okay, but don't take my pour.
I think she covered up. Did she cover up
the? I know the percentage.
You do?
I looked.
Okay. So
I want to see if you guys can guess this.
Nick.
This is my territory.
Yeah, come on, Nick.
It's
I'm channeling.
If there was such thing as a triple stout, think that.
All stouts are triple stouts.
It's not. It's past imperial. I want you guys to have a fair shot at guessing this.
Gosh. I'm saying a 13.
You sure?
14.
You sure?
15. 15-7.
Is that your final answer?
I'm saying 15-7.
Okay. Wow.
Brother?
Yeah, this is way sweet. I'm going to go crazy and say 18.
Ooh. Closest out going over is Mikey. The actual percentage is 17.5.
Boom. Wow. In your face.
You're the closest, but you went over.
In your
Price face. Is Right rules, I win.
Damn it.
Closeness, you won.
There is a major sweetness.
I will say, that much alcohol, that is damn impressive.
There is a major sweetness laying over that barrel.
Mm-hmm.
That heat of the barrel. It's in there.
Wow, we needed about 5 other people to help us in this pot.
Yeah, we seriously.
Mike, just let me top you off.
No! I poured like half a glass. Thinking like,
this is like a regular session IPA, right?
That's a
just pour me that's your own glass.
That's your own GABF right there.
Yep.
Here you go.
My personal beer fest. Oh man, work's gonna be rough tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Put that in the gas tank of your work truck. Yeah. And fix it.
No, the fumes will get real bad.
Yeah. Then. There you go. Fuel injection cleaner right here.
Give me the strongest stuff you got.
Damn.
All right, guys.
Blue showing section, clean off.
Things are going to get crazy. Stick with
us. Hey, guys, I really appreciate your call in. You also called in with us, Doug Fontana and Jim at Pizza Port Brushy Ranch.
The fuck?
We got a question for the group. So, big titties or hand sized titties for your beer server?
The hell?
Fontana and Jim like the big titties. I go with whatever titties you guys got. Man size titties, woman titties.
Man titties?
You know, boy girl titties. I don't know.
Boy girl?
I go with what whatever. Wow.
I think these guys have been drinking. What do you think?
No. I wonder what you guys
think. Do we just get 191?
All right. That was
ladies.
Sometimes, yeah, we apologize. We don't endorse that at all. Except that
hey,
we
guys,
still
I apologize for my cutoff from last time. It was just too funny. So,
was it?
At the Fontana, Jim just walked away. So, he's grabbing a pizza from a pizza port here. So, hopefully, it'll make his way back pretty soon. Besides that, we're drinking, some beer from Pizza Port Brushy Ranch. So I'm not quite sure what he wants to talk about, but he's back with the pizza. So here we go, guys.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess I apologize for Evil Circle's behavior, and now you have a...
I can't imagine if these guys get thrown out of anywhere. I can't see them.
Yeah,
the garage boys get thrown out of places.
Or three, or five.
We did see Greg from the SC Beer Talk at Virgin Beer earlier this afternoon.
And he's like, I'm getting the hell out of this situation.
Get it with Greg from SC Beer Talk.
He's like, oh, this is going to be a shit fest later. I'm going home. I got to go home, guys.
Podcast that I can't remember. Which I got a sticker for, which is Poppy Passman Podcast from Phoenix, Arizona. So
yes,
maybe some guys out there want to check it out from the Phoenix, Arizona area. So
yeah, Mikey. By the way, they highly recommended Arizona Wilderness and Red House for your
super
dork beer.
Get on my podcast,
Blade Runner Fest.
So, yeah, hope you guys enjoy the time out there. Hope you enjoy your, bromance with a tramp. So, keep up the good work, guys, and talk to you guys later.
All right.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Ba-da-loom.
Ba-da-boom, boom, boom, boom.
Thanks, Garage Boys. I can just, they're like, Greg meets him. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll meet you guys. Shows up and they're just like, oh! He's like, what's that, wife? Oh, you want me home? Okay. Sorry, guys. My wife said I have to go home. Have fun, Garage Boys.
Have fun.
Oh, no. Wait. Oh, no. Oh. Wait, what was our limit? We have a 2 limit, right? Oh,
3. No, I think you're right.
No,
I think
we have 2. No, it's 2. It really is 2. Oh, there's text. Now they started. Then they tried to text. I think they tried to circumvent the rule in text. Oh, they were wanting the text pics. So good for them.
What? I almost want to dip my crackers in this beer, but it won't fit in the glass.
You can DM us. You can DM us, guys, on Instagram. You know how to. So
slide into our
DMs. You don't need the Texas pics on Skype.
Jesus.
Or Google Voice.
I don't need this in my life.
Why do you?
My Google Voice gets photos.
I would think it would. I don't know. Try sending us pics next time, guys. Come on, Garage Boys.
Perfect Four, Lumber Jose. Doing a
what's up, Lumber?
McDonald's parking lot report.
Yes!
We don't have theme music for that.
That's accepted.
In the middle of nowhere in Kansas.
Damn. Oh.
Driving.
I'm interested.
But for work, unfortunately.
Salinas?
And I will be driving Topeka? To California, but because it's for work, I will not be able to enjoy anything. While I'm out there,
I hear you.
It's kind of sad. I'll have to return a different time, I'm sure. Another news, and more importantly, fun news. There's some rumors going on.
I can hear that Kansas
wind. They like to tackle rumors at this point that myself and Florida Steve will perhaps be hosting a Florida Perfect Four contingent gathering, also known as a Get It.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get it at some point, somewhere. Nice.
Somewhere.
Allegedly, it may be around the 15th of October.
Ooh.
Be on the lookout, Florida listeners. We'll probably call back with a time and place when things are more solid. In the meantime, keep up the great work, guys. Enjoy your GABF toilet. And I tried to start something, but it didn't seem to follow, so I'll ask it now.
Okay.
If you could only have one beer off of that GABF pour list, what would you take and why? If you already answered the question, I'm still listening to the episode while we're driving, so just skip this then.
While you're driving.
Bye, guys. Keep up the great work.
The problem is...
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
The list is too huge for us to figure out what the hell the one beer we would have from a GBF.
Damn it.
So we had to like settle on just like talking about breweries.
Damn that list.
Yeah. I mean, if I had Russian River, I would be, but the problem is anytime I've been to a festival where Russian River is, their line, they've got the huge line. There's always that one, at least one booth at a festival that's got the special, something special, and the, it's a huge line. And you got to sort of decide, like, do I want to keep hitting a bunch of booths, or do I want to stand in this line for the next half hour?
Oh, and waste your tasting time.
That's tough. At GABF, you got 2,000 different choices. Do you want to really hang out in one big line?
Damn.
I don't know. For just that one beer?
Or settle for mediocre beers.
I'm all about more mediocre. Give me all the mediocre you got.
Really, Chew Your Beer here. What's up, Perfect Four?
What's up, Chew Your Beer?
I am listening to your show for like the 10th time, I say, and you guys are talking about having a beer with one person that's alive or dead, Holmes.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, I say, alive, Edward Michael James Keaton, I say, and that Michael movie Keaton. You guys were talking about, I say, about the cars and all that crap. That movie's called Gun Ho, eh? That was like one of my favorite movies.
Gun Ho.
They get their asses whooped playing baseball against the
Gun Ho. That doesn't sound that right.
That movie was hilarious, eh? But if I had to do when I passed away, Holmes, I'm sorry, but I had to drop the phone and walk away after this one, is it? Johnny motherfucking Cash, eh?
Oh, damn. Orale,
chew your beer. Orale, wait a minute.
Wait.
And if I was drinking with Johnny Cash, I said, it would have to be like a bourbon barreled whiskey stout, Holmes. Either Johnny Cash, Holmes, or Frank Sinatra, I said. Either one of those two, Holmes.
Wow.
Gangster motherfuckers, eh?
That's you range. Know?
That's it, Holmes. I'll call you back with Cop and Drinking. Orale, it's a watch, right? Peace out, eh?
Orale, chew your beer. He said he's going to call back, but I don't see him calling back, so.
You probably didn't get the message.
Yeah. He's right. It was Gung Ho.
Gung Ho.
God, it didn't feel right to me. It's a good movie. I say, I'm with you. I'm recommending. Watch the Michael Keaton movie, Gung Ho.
Are you now?
I am.
Reco.
There's a Reco for you. There's also
guys!
Whoa!
You hear me? Skyby!
That's not Skyby.
Hey,
what? Is
I made posts
it is.
In the Perfect Form Forum on Facebook. I know it's called a group, but I like calling it Forum.
Because that's like old so internet.
5, 10 years ago, right?
10 years ago.
Now we have Facebook groups, but like 5, 10 years ago, you used to have to go to forums.
Yeah,
like
forums. There used to be a Dorktown forum.
I was doing so good too. Well, at least I didn't say the F word. Sorry, messed up. Well, anyway,
what's he listening to?
Play that funky music.
I'm definitely going to Eagle Rock Public House, 11 a.m. But I might go somewhere else after that. Montana Jim posted on the Facebook forum on Facebook.
I'll accept that.
It's not a group, it's a forum. That parking sucks for Phantom Carriage. So, I might go somewhere else. Maybe Mumford & Sons. I know it's not Ann's Sons, but I have to add that. You call your brewery Mumford, you're going to have to expect somebody adding Ann's Sons to it.
Mm.
Just the way it is. Well, anyway, keep yourself
Whoa.
Informed by checking out the Facebook
forum.
Perfect Form forum. Okay? But I'm definitely going to be at Eagle Rock. That's about all I really had to say. It's not anything all that urgent or anything, but I know you're recording early, so I had to get a voicemail in. I can't remember if I did another one for this week. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm busy doing it, you know. Well, anyway.
Keep it moving, right?
Scotty B's on autopilot.
It's gotta be. You can just phone it in. It's fine. Sometimes he literally phones it in.
What if Scotty B is, like, instead of sleep talking, he's sleep voicemailing? He has no idea.
He's asleep.
He's just voicemailing.
His girlfriend's like, honey, you're sleep voicemailing. She's just got his eyes closed. He's on the pillow. He's like, hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm
driving. He has no idea what's going
She's
on.
She's just like, what the hell? I see me get a kid in an Eagle Rock. That's what that's like. Sleeping next to Scotty B. That's what it's like. I'm trying to. Okay, I want to get Scotty B's itinerary down properly.
Oh, for the LA weekend.
He's gonna be LA weekend, Saturday, right? Hey, so the October 7th. On that Saturday, he was talking about he's going to be at Eagle Rock at 11 a.m.
Whoa.
So anybody in the Los Angeles area, there's a lot of Get It happenings going on this weekend. We got the Friday Get It at GABF, 6:45 at the Modern Times booth. I'm going to be at Arizona Wilderness probably on the Friday, on this Friday as well. At some point, it's not really any kind of official Get It. I'm going to be there at some point. And Scotty B is going to be at Eagle Rock. Oh, when Eagle Rock opens on Saturday morning, Scotty B will be there. So there you go. Lots of chances to interact with fellow podcast listeners. And there's also the final voicemail of the week belongs to...
Hey, boys. Fontana Jim here.
Jesus.
Woo.
I may be the victim of some, maybe some drunk twittering tagging from Friday night, which leads me to ask, do you think drunk twittering will become the new drunk dialing when you just want to tag some buddies and you had a little too many to drink? That's right. Talking about you, Evil Circle. You know what the hell I'm talking about. Next question. And this is a fun game you guys can play.
Oh, it's a game.
30 seconds. Everybody get their pad and paper out and their pen.
I already got my Moleskine
and, in 30 seconds, write down your favorite beer serving vessel.
Yeah.
Now you get 1 point for a correct answer. If someone else has the same answer, and 3 points if you have a unique answer. I'm going to start you all off and go with crowlers, growlers, and shaker pint glasses. Those are now all worth one apiece. So, if you guys feel like playing this game, cool. If not, well, go fuck yourself. Anyways, Mikey, have a good time out in Phoenix. Talk to Greg from SD Beer Talk. He can hook you up with some podcast guys out there in the Phoenix area. I met them Friday over at Virgin Beer Company when I had a little Get It. Anyways, keep up the good work. See you later. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Favorite vessel, beer. Favorite glass, style of glass. I'll modify it.
We got to pick one of his.
Any choices? Sort of stemware.
Stemware.
Anything with a stem on it.
Anything with a stem.
Unless,
because that's automatically going to have a little bit of a bulb.
Unless, like, I'm doing shower beer, then it's a can glass with a koozie on.
Oh yeah, can glasses are nice
with a koozie,
but with a koozie, on the glass.
And as far as the response like to that. Twitter, I don't know if I really have many sober tweets.
You have to get drunk just to get on Twitter in general.
I think you need a couple of beers in you.
They aren't questionable tweets. They're just like, just to post like a normal person would, you have to get drunk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I've... I was drunk the other night and tried to start a Facebook fight with somebody on a Fresno group that Matt posted down Fresno group.
Oh, people were ripping you up on that. Oh, good. You could park in front of a parking garage.
I made a parking garage joke. on Matt's post in this downtown Fresno forum. Nice. I was like, oh, now I can park in front of the parking garage. And then someone, actually, you can always park in front of the parking garage on Inyo Street. I fucking know you can, dude, okay? It's not the fucking joke. Jesus, fucking shit. And then somebody else is like, you know, actually, you could also park on Van Ness. So, I fucking know you can park on Van Ness, okay? It's not the fucking joke. So, yeah, I got a little heated. I saw that one in the morning when I was drunk. I was like, what the fuck? Fucking nerds. That's what I do when I'm drunk. I get pissed off and start.
How do I miss this shit?
It's in there. We want to deep dive into the Facebook group. It was.
I need like a minstrel to come by my house and tell me what's happening on Facebook every now and then.
You need an alert.
Yeah.
Like, there's something major happening on Facebook.
What? Like he strums a little guitar.
Go check out the face.
Sir Michael has just posted.
There's a Facebook fight. There's a Facebook fight. Go check out the Facebook fight. Five five nine four nine two zero five four two. We feel better now. We've vented,
yeah,
and we've done 20 tangents now. Now we're back on.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's
we're light on tangents.
We have a freaking 28% beer in front of us. Where everything's great. We love the show.
110,000%.
We love you. Shh, everyone, quiet down. Looking out
for. Looking out for beers.
Hey, beer releases to look out for. We are personally looking out for beers. We are personally looking out for, and beers maybe you, the very rad. Perfect pour. You realize you're the coolest. You're listening to the coolest.
I'm the coolest. Thank you so much.
Matt's the coolest.
It's about time somebody appreciated me on this show.
You realize Matt's the coolest, right? And you're getting to listen to him every week for free if you choose to do so. You can also choose to pay us money.
Yeah.
Cash money.
You pay us.
The Alchemist, they make things other than Heady Topper. They make a beer called Skadoosh. Skadoosh. And there's a new version of Skadoosh out. It's a Citra edition Skadoosh in a 16-ounce can.
That sounds like a Mosbyism.
So, but really, I would like to have this Skadoosh. But really, this makes me think, like, do you think that the Alchemist, Heady Topper... Do you think that now they don't have to care about making sure you drink it out of the can, drinking the Heady out of the can? Because that was the whole thing before, was like, drink it out of the can. Don't pour it in a glass. Drink it straight from the can.
Who doesn't like drinking things out of cans?
And we think that was because, like, you know, this was an unfiltered style where it looked ugly.
Oh,
and we weren't used to that.
They didn't want you to see the
beer. They didn't want you to see it. Because we were like, oh my God, it's unfiltered. What's happening? Now we're just like, yes.
Unfilter that some more.
Now if I can see through my beer, it's gross.
Could you unfilter that more for me?
So now do you think they'll take that off their cans? Will they not? Or is it still, are they still like, no, you need to drink it from the can?
I think they still have to now.
They can't abandon it
they
now.
They can't abandon it.
They're like, no, there's, no, we got the specially lined can, yeah. Like a Keystone Light can.
Keeps the haze from falling out.
Keeps haze in there. Keeps taste bud
haze active. Haze-proof can liner.
So if anybody over there at the Alchemist wants to let us know what's up, get in touch with us. We'll have you on. Firestone, you were talking about Firestone's anniversary. They have a new Imperial Rye IPA called Inferno. Well, it's in the Leo vs. Ursa series.
Yeah.
Called Inferos.
Not Inferno?
No, it says Inferos. Inferos. 16-ounce Imperial Rye IPA.
Whoa.
I haven't had any rye IPAs in a while, it feels like.
I think you're right.
They're hard to find. So, I don't know, I'm kind of interested in that one. It's heavily rye infused. Quote, heavily rye infused and hoppy as hell. So,
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I'd like to give that a shot. Los Angeles / more accurately, Inglewood Brewer Three Weavers.
Oh, yeah.
They are canning their Inglewood IPA. It seems their unweaved series, which I'm thinking is probably unfiltered.
Oh, no.
And it looks interesting.
They do make a great
but
IPA,
only,
though.
Only in the tap room.
Oh, damn.
16-ounce cans, though, four packs, unlimited.
Unlimited.
You but can you buy as many them. As you want. But yeah, you gotta go to the tap room.
They do make a great no IPA, distribution. So I'd be interested to try that. Oh,
okay. And of course, whatever the latest enjoy by is, there's an Halloween enjoy by.
Oh, no.
There's 12 hops in it.
Please tell me one of them's pumpkin.
Pumpkin hop?
Pumpkin hops.
There's 12 hops in this 10-31-17. You need 12 hops, guys.
Is that the new level? Not 7-minute abs, 12-minute abs.
Yeah. There's a new round of Hop Diggity from Mother Earth out, like a fresh seasonal batch of Hop
there's
Diggity.
One that kind of fell I'm off kinda, our radar.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to taste that again, see what's going on there. And Matt, what are you looking at?
Gotta bang it up. No.
Did you already talk about Alvarado Street?
No.
Okay. Dwayne's World.
Oh, we talked about that one. Oh. That was a month ago, at least.
No, that's old news, bro. They just posted about it today, saying that it's out.
It's out again?
Okay, so you give me shit, and then you're just like, what? I don't know something?
They're re-releasing it? I don't understand.
Did they make a beer twice?
Twice, maybe.
Now, see, that's a close enough
window. Yeah, Alvarado window. Street doesn't do too much twice making.
I got a text message.
Way to ruin it.
So they canned Dwayne's World.
Dwayne's
today.
World!
It will be yours. Oh, yes, it will be yours. Tomorrow, Dwayne's World. Fresh hop edition with Mosaic showing.
Here we go.
But, so Dwayne's World, which the label says Nelson Schwing from Alvarado Street Brewing, wet hopped with Mosaic. So, looking out for that, no thanks to Mikey. And then I'm still looking out for Electric Lemonade from Pure. It's one of their IPAs, so if that ends up in our...
Electric Lemonade from San Diego's Pure Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we have any San Diego listeners that are part of Pure's
Greg.
Pure's little team of people that get can releases. Nick.
Hello. What would you like to know?
I would like to know what you're looking out for.
Looking out for.
Apparently, anything from Treehouse, because they have a whole crap ton of their cans being featured on Instagram right now.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if cans are new.
They're just sponsoring it to you.
Yeah, apparently. You need this. Okay. Yes, I do.
When they bought an Instagram ad, they're like, who would you like specifically these to go to? Anybody named Nick.
Yeah.
We got to get Nick's.
Guys are who into boxer dogs and Volkswagens.
Boom.
That's our target.
Target them. They'll love this beer.
Also, Coop Ale Works.
Coop-a-doop.
This would totally be a label buy if I saw it. It's called Spare Rib Pale Ale. But it's not ribs as in ribs. It's ribs as in two skeletons sitting down, hugging each other.
Aww.
Yeah. Looks like a totally 1950s cartoon, black and white.
Oh, okay. I see it. I gotcha. Yeah.
I would like this pale ale. They're from Coop Ale Works is from Oklahoma City, if you didn't know that. Big Top Brewing's
Midwest Beers.
Midwest Beers. Big Top Brewing's Ringmaster Raspberry Berliner Weiss. Yes, please.
No, thanks.
Come on. And...
All right, I'll support you, Nick. Yeah.
Whatever, jerk. If
I'm looking out for that, too.
this is a looking out for, as in sure I'll try it. Firestone's going to release a Scotch Parabola.
What's
next?
The fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that means, but I like Scotch. I like Parabola. Let's see if they work.
That sounds like they had a creative meeting one day. Like nobody's coming up with anything.
Yeah,
and the guy like, come on, guys, something.
So this is
What about Parabola but Scotch style?
I guess. Fuck.
This is the Sharknado of beers, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, it somehow happened.
Yeah, somehow, like...
We're not sure
what if there's a movie about a tornado with sharks in it?
Yeah. Shut up, John. There's no way we could do that. Okay? That's what somebody is like, what about Scotch-style Parabola?
Scotch, what the fuck
are you talking about, John? Fine.
We'll do it.
Oh, we'll do it. Okay? See if anybody cares.
Apparently we care.
Apparently we care. There it is.
There it is. Those are some beers to look out for. If you're like, if you're in a different area than us and you're like,
what the fuck's Parabola?
A beer release, that you're like, oh my God, Purple Park people, I gotta hear about this beer release. Let us know. Contact us in any way, shape, or form. Voicemail, social media, email. These are all things you can do to contact us on the Perfect Board.
I don't remember that.
That's a Paul song.
Did you see that? That was Paul. Contact us on the Perfect Board. Ba 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 ba.
Boom, 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 boom.
Paul, by the way, we're talking during the tailgate session. I know you're industry now, but we haven't had a new song from Paul, new bumper, or anything from Paul in a while. We're just singing. The past week of drinking has been filled with drinking beers. And we sometimes go in Untapped and record these, and sometimes we don't. I am Dorktown on Untapped, or Mikey Top Pour. Matt is Bearded Brewer, 87.
That's me.
And Nick is The Nick, 80. And before we get into those, we have this.
Been waiting for that. It's been sitting over there.
I love gold.
New beer entering the show. That's a perfect pour.
So good.
Going from left to right of your podcast now. I hope you could tell that was a 16-ounce can. It's an IPA. Was donated, I believe, Augers_Lagers donated this to the show. It's a Sacramento beer.
From an LA guy.
Yeah, that's what's confusing. It confuses me.
He travels a bit, from my understanding. How does he get all that? On the road again.
Nick?
Yes.
New beer?
New beer.
This is good.
I like new beer.
What's the hops? What's this one called, Nick?
Dino Suit from New Glory. Oh, it's a pale.
Tis
a pale ale, bro. Thank goodness they don't haze pale.
Does it say hops at all? No, it doesn't, huh?
According to the Surgeon General. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, guys. Uh-oh. Whoa.
What's that? What's going to happen?
There's considerably less than 12 hops in this beer.
Oh, man. Do we have a single hopped beer?
We have a single hopped beer.
Whoa. All right. Now it's time to guess the hop. Matt, let's see.
Is it a C hop?
Define C.
The letter C.
Yes, it is a C hop.
Uh-oh.
And again, it's the neutral ale yeast. So the yeast plays no part. So do not confuse hop character for yeast character.
I mean, Matt said C already, so I'm just going with Centennial.
Okay.
I don't think this is.
Oh, Citra. I see where you're going.
I don't get Citra out of this.
Because there's
what else could there be?
There's Centennial, Citra, Centennial, Cascade.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Cascade.
Wow.
Maybe it is Cascade.
Seahawks.
Citra, Cascade. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. So I'm gonna go Cascade.
Oh.
I'm sticking with Centennial.
Centennial. Cascade, you're both wrong.
What?
You're hops. You are not hop experts.
Ah, I never claimed to be.
This is 100. Oh, yes, you did. We heard it.
I heard it. Yeah.
We heard
Roll it. Back to tape.
I'm an hop expert.
Oh, that must have been Matt.
I'm a hop expert.
Come on, Matt. Really?
Yeah.
100% Citra hops, fellas.
Oh.
Yes,
no!
I know.
This is the one I said no to.
When you said that and then I smelt it, I was like, yeah, I see why he thinks that.
I do not get Citra. They lie. New Glory lies.
This is very mundane.
They're a bunch of fucking liars.
Okay.
100% Citra. They had.
Matt's like, no.
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 You read that wrong, Nick.
I could have. I do have terrible vision. And also, I have terrible vision and also 18% booze.
Also, earlier, I had 18%. I'm still letting mine warm up a little bit and see what happens.
Yeah, it gets better.
Letting the tannins mellow?
Yep. Letting the tannins mellow. Letting the tannins mellow, man.
There is Citra in there. I'll give it that.
But not 100%, right? That's the crazy part.
I've known breweries to
what did you do
add a bittering hop that they don't consider. Because there are breweries and brewers that will say you can use whatever with bittering hops. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect the flavor. It'll affect the bitterness, but not affect the flavor of the beer. So maybe
they're crazy.
Maybe it's not 100% Citra, and they're just saying it is. Who knows? Who knows?
That's false advertisement, huh?
Mm-hmm. Controversial New Glory.
Just because it's on the label doesn't mean it's true.
Oh.
What? I thought that was illegal.
Yeah, dude. Deceive.
Well, it was until the sheriff's department took over ABC, and now there's no label approval department. They kind of just said, if you get sued, you get sued. If not.
1-800-SUE-THE-BASTARD.
Yeah.
Let's sue New Glory.
Bing Codrigan. Let's see what we're doing. Big country.
I don't care what we're doing.
Anymore. Oh, man. Come on, man.
18%.
18%. You got to give me a break here. Oh, I got to go to Eureka Burger recently.
Never been there.
Showing off. Oh, it was a nice day, too. Nice afternoon. Ooh. They had the doors. Yeah, they had the doors open. Like the big doors.
So you look out into the.
Mm-hmm.
You get this nice view of the buildings there. It looks very one of the cool. Well, I think one of the cooler views in Fresno.
The Asian ladies next door at the Japanese restaurant.
Did they finally open that?
Comment on that, but yeah, that's been open.
That tells you how often I go there.
Yeah, come on, go back. I had on the draft beer camp across the world, east meets west.
Not the blonde ale.
No, it's not blonde. It's IPA.
Oh, okay.
They did the east and the western IPA and blended it.
Sure.
I thought it was still good. Fontana Jim says, like, that must be an old-ass keg.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. Not so, it didn't taste like an old keg to me. Tasted fine.
Mm-hmm.
Tasted like some good stuff to me. I had a Critical Band on draft there, too.
Whoa.
Still nice beer.
Yeah?
Nice beer on draft as well. And I guess that was pretty much it. I kept it tight this week. That just for comments, that double. we had mm-hmm. earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I had those, some of those.
I saw that in the feed.
Mm-hmm. And some General Sherman's. Bought me a six-pack of General what? Sherman IPA from Tioga Sequoia.
What was that first word you said?
Tioga Sequoia. General Sherman.
Sup, Big Sherms?
Bought?
Green Big Perry?
I bought.
You bought?
What? From a third party.
Oh.
I don't know. That would be second party.
He used his three-tier system.
I went to a liquor store without any sort of privilege or discount and bought me a straight six-pack of Tioga Sequoia General Sherman.
Did you give them a sticker first?
No. I should have, huh?
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. The one that place on Palm and Nice, that liquor store next to the subway.
Palm Samurai. Bluff Liquor.
Samurai Sam's. Palm Bluff.
Yeah. Seems like a nice dude.
Nice.
He's got a few doors there.
And they got the craft beer.
They have craft beer in there. So when you're at Eureka Burger and you need to pick up something, there, it's right there.
Pick up.
You won't be able to go to Daily Grill anymore.
Sad face.
We can still go to Eureka Burger and Papalo's. Yes. The Papalo's. And you're very close to Pine and Palm.
Whoa.
With their new expansion. They officially announced it. We announced it before they did.
Oh, yeah.
Before Roger announced it on his. We had already announced it like weeks ago.
Yeah, that's that. In the old location's Poon and Palm.
Poon and Palm?
Fresno's North Fresno adult entertainment location.
Wow.
I don't know. What's happening?
You had to have been there for that conversation.
All right. There's a 0.001 percentile listenership that's totally laughing their ass off right now.
Yeah.
I feel like. Matt, what have you been drinking this week?
Been caught drinking. So here's a reco for both of you guys.
Oh, okay.
Dust Bowl came out with a couple of new IPAs.
I'm out.
Oh, my God.
And
it's like Shark Tank. I'm out.
And it's the Lateral series. I can't get on this. And so Goldstein's had Lateral 1 and Lateral 2 both on draft. And they were enjoyable IPAs.
Lateral series? They call it Lateral series?
It's a Lateral series because they had two variations on draft.
Is that what that means?
So Lateral 1 and Lateral... I had a Lateral 1, and bros, you to get Lateral 2, and I was like, I don't want a double IPA. And he's all, no, it's still a single IPA. It's just the second one in the series. And
I I do that.
Okay. I was like, okay.
I'm just saying, in general, I don't want to get a double IPA.
I guess I can have a second beer. All right, cool.
Ooh.
Or I was probably
fifth I saw beer, that but. They. I saw that they're canning... I thought I had this and looking out for it, but I didn't.
And they,
me, they am also, I stepping... They're canning a therapist.
And they also had a confused therapist, which was a hazy therapist.
What? Yep. Oh, I want that.
They did that.
Oh, no, where? Psychotherapist.
I don't think it was called psychotherapist. No? Okay. It was, now I'm going to look it up real quick.
Dust Bowl, with all due respect, they've been very nice to us.
Confused therapist.
They will send us whatever their newest release is usually.
Yeah.
One of the few breweries that are smart enough to know to send us beer because they will get free promotion. Hello, breweries, send us stuff. There's an address there.
Unfiltered, New England style, juicy, hazy, confused.
I want to try that.
Yeah.
Smoother, softer version of our extremely popular therapist IPA.
I think we fell off this little list. They're like, man, so screw these guys.
But yeah, the Laterals, definitely look out for those. Definitely grab one if you see one. Make it down to Goldstein's. It'll probably be popping up around town. Another beer I had, which I don't normally drink from Morgan territory, but saw it on draft. Kickin' New Flavor, which is an IPA from them. Also had it at Goldstein's. Checked out that beer. It was actually enjoyable.
All right. So. I've seen Morgan territory pop up. Mm-hmm. A fig tree and just a pop up, but I look at it sideways, like I don't know.
Yeah, seems a little fishy.
Huh? Yeah, you look a little contract brewery ish there. I don't know about you guys. So I like hearing that. Maybe it might be okay.
Yeah, that one, pick it up. It's worth a spin. From Faction Brewing, they had their pale ale on draft at Spokeasy. So Faction Pale, always a solid beer. get it when he can. And then a beer that surprised me, Prairie. They had an IPA called Imaginary Friends, and I haven't known Prairie to make IPAs, and it was actually enjoyable.
Hmm.
So
that was on at Spokeasy?
At the Spokeasies.
Yeah, because there's I've not seen that.
You'd pick it up. You should pick it up.
Well, because that Spokeasy is gone already.
Yep.
And it's gone.
And it's gone. So
that was pretty amazing.
We've been podcasting a while, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. I'm starting to figure it out.
Just like the voicemail number, we sync on that one, too.
Oh, boy. Spokies, they don't even finish writing the chalkboard on the wall before
they didn't bother. They're just like, they just make, there's a big board that's
hazy. Oh, it's gone.
There's like five taps happening now.
Post a photo of the menu. Why? It's already out of date.
Yeah. There's no reason to like post on their social media because it's already gone.
Yeah.
This is a picture of me when I was younger. Every picture of you is when you were younger.
Whoa. So those are the notable beers that I've been kind of drinking.
Oh, okay. There's a couple boring beers.
Boring. I've been sipping on a four-pack of 16-ounce cans of XPA.
Boring.
And
I don't know why you're still talking. Nobody asked you to.
Mm-hmm. Fat Tire.
that we could just check in every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you had Fat Tire, and then what else?
Just shout out a number. We know what beer you're talking about. Tell us the number.
What's the number of Fat Tires you had this week? Over, like, wait, Nick, before you answer, Matt.
Okay.
Nick, over under
uh-huh.
for Matt having Fat Tires this week.
Ooh.
I'm going to set it at 6.5. 6.5 Fat Tires, meaning you want to go the over, you pick 7 or over, or you pick 6 if you want it under, 6, under.
So 6.5, meaning he set one down and forgot about it.
No, like, that's how you determine, like, you can pick 6 or under and win, or 7 or over and win.
Judging by his...
The number's at 6.5.
Judging by his been caught this week, I'm going to go under.
All right. I'm going to go over.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over. I can see. So what was the number of Fat Tires you drank this week, Matt?
1.
Damn it!
Yes!
Damn it.
That means Nick I won. Win, right?
1? How did you just drink 1 Fat Tire?
Did you not hear his being caught this week?
Yeah, but like...
That was all Saturday. The Imaginary Friends faction, Morgan Territory, Lateral 1, Lateral 2. That was like, just Saturday.
How much average of Fat Tire you have just sitting there in your fridge?
I've only bought 2 12-packs.
So you have 24 Fat Tires in your fridge?
Oh, so you could
have
gone over pretty easily.
No. I've only bought 2 12-packs of Fat Tire, and I'm still working on the second one. The first one went in a reasonable amount of time. The second one, it's lingering, but, you know, I got till early November as far as the enjoy-by date on them. So
okay.
They just don't go too quickly.
Yeah, this month. You
and get plus, this done this I was month. Out of town for a whole weekend. Yeah, I podcast.
Yeah.
There's been some events at work. If I get home past 11 o'clock, I really don't feel like having a beer before I go to sleep. So there's been some other things to do than sit at home and drink. So.
Right. Well, we'll see if you can get through that Fat Tire before the month's out. We're watching out for that.
Ooh. Date watcher.
That. Nick?
Yes.
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
Sad face. Totally came down with a cold after last week's
podcast. Oh, no. What did we do?
Did 0 drinking.
No.
I tried to
you can still drink when you're sick.
Yeah.
I know.
It's still legal.
No, I wasted one of the most perfect weekends in Fresno's history.
Oh, that happens.
Wasted it. Got nothing done. 0 beer. I had 1 beer Monday night. I was like, I gotta have a beer.
Honey, I gotta do it. But you're sick. Come on. Yeah. Go back to bed. But I've gotta do it. The guys are counting on me.
So I bought a couple pumpkin beers. You guys' right. favorite.
Hey,
I know.
I'm gonna
keep drinking pumpkin beers.
I'm indifferent. I don't care. But I'm fine. I'll try pumpkin beer. I don't care.
But this is the first one that's disappointed me this season. is a New Belge. Their Atomic Pumpkin.
Yeah.
The Voodoo Atomic Pumpkin. Uh-huh. Right? Looked cool. Everything was good. It said pumpkin on the label. It's all I needed. Ready to go for it. I totally skipped over the part that said chilies.
Oh, there's chilies.
There's chili. This pumpkin beer is hot.
Oh, I'm interested
in this. Just did not sit right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty sure Becky might like that.
What?
Chili pumpkin beer.
Chili pumpkin beer. Matt's just in time to hear that. Mm-hmm. Not want.
So, not recommending that.
Not recommending it, but just heed my warning. It is pumpkin, it is spice, it is also chili.
And everything nice?
Yes. Apparently. I was not prepared for that.
I'd rather check out that jar of eyeballs.
There you go. Jar of eyeballs. Equally as good.
There's Halloween festive things.
Yeah, here. Paul, we need a BevMo parking lot report.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Bat's been giving me the eye all night.
Paul might not have seen our warning that we're recording a day earlier, so
he didn't have time to write us a whole
thing. Simply what it was.
To voicemail us things.
Why are we recording this a day early? I mean, it's Friday, but where are you at today, Mike?
I am watching Blade Runner and then at Arizona Wilderness.
Oh, he's a Ryan Gosling fan.
No.
Harrison. I've already seen
Harrison it. Harrison punched Ryan Gosling.
But Ryan Gosling saved Jazz.
That's true.
I've already seen some early reviews saying that it's cool, but it lacks some content. Are you gonna
really?
All
I've seen is just like glowing ass reviews of like, oh my god!
Wait, did you write that review?
Yeah, it was me. This is an amazing movie. I haven't seen it.
Are you just gonna ignore all the negativity and just go in there and be like, Harrison Ford rules?
Yep.
Wait, how soon do you watch the original before you see the new one?
How soon do I watch?
Do you watch it like the moment, like an hour before you go to the theater?
That'd be the best way to do it. But I won't be able, I don't think we're going
to. Not enough time.
No.
Just bring your iPad with you.
I think I'm going to land and we're going to go to the movie, it feels like.
Wow, that's kind of cool. On
Thursday night. I think so. I'm not sure.
Nice. Energy. What beer will you be drinking while you're waiting in line to get into the theater?
I don't know if we're going to be able to pull it off.
Oh, yeah, you will.
What's a good bottle shop in Tempe, Phoenix?
Ooh, I don't know. Total Wine.
Total Wine.
Total Wine.
All right, this Void from Drake's.
Yes.
It's warmed up a little bit. You want to go for it again?
It's gotten better.
It's gotten better. Wow, that's the easy drinking.
See, this is what you get with stouts. You don't get this with IPAs.
Oh, give stouts that.
Yeah.
I will certainly give them that.
You take
that. Cheers. Cheers to, I don't know, a lot of cheers this week because of a short week, but Top It Brewing Company. Cheers to them. Cheers to obviously our golden gods of the perfect pour. The golden gods give us money. Actually give us money. You're like, are you crazy? People give you money to do this? They do. They're pretty rad. We use the Patreon website, patreon.com/perfectpour. If you look on our Patreon page and you can see how you can donate money to us. Every month you donate $5 or more, then we use that just to keep the show running, do various stuff with the show, buy beer, promote the show, pay for the cost of the show and all this stuff. It's pretty rad. And people just give us money for that, and you get to listen to the tailgate and get stuff early. Stuff that we do, you get to hear it a little bit early, and you get invited to the Facebook, the private Facebook group. All kinds of fun things happen on that group. So big cheers to our golden gods. You keep us in the red, and we appreciate it. And also to Green Dog and Maestro 0708, Fresno Richard, and the Pint Stuff.
The Pint Stuff.
Everybody, if you're out there talking about the show, just having fun with us, cheers to you. Thank you very much. And Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to my new untapped friends, Sam McDonald, Sip and Stroll, and look, Jason Bannon. So cheers to the new untapped friends. Mm. I'll try to remember to check in things more often than not.
Yeah. I'm going to get deep diving back in the untapped. You watch. Nick.
Hello.
Cheers.
All we really want is cheese. Cheers to Single Cam Slam tagging us in photos, trying to make us jealous for drinking at new breweries on Sunday Fun Day. And him and his lady. They were drinking at Bad Habit Brewing last Sunday, and they made sure to let us know about it.
We're drinking Bad Habit, you're not here.
And you're not. What a loser you guys are.
Loser.
Cheers to Untapped Bakersfield. I believe this is a podcast.
I thought that they were like a website.
Are they a website?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a blog. You could be right.
I thought it was.
But they are talking about beer things in the Southern Valley.
South Valley.
South Valley. They have a Eureka Burger. They got Timblor. They got local craft brewing in Tatchapi.
Mm-hmm.
They got some Kern River. They're doing cool stuff. Cheers to, speaking of South Valley, Big Game Jay says he wants the Kern County spot.
All right. He's claiming the rep for Perfect Bar rep for Kern County.
Do we allow this?
We will approve this.
Okay.
Who else is there stepping up?
Perfect Pour approved.
And if you like to be the rep for your area, the Perfect Pour rep for your area, tell us. Get in there, and we'll mark you down. And it just basically you're just sort of the ambassador of your area as the Perfect Pour. We want to get reps in all 50 states and many countries. So
many countries. Countries like
if you have
Nevada.
Nick's got a running list of our reps.
The official list.
So if you think your area is unclaimed, claim it, damn it.
Yeah, you take that. And if there's a tie, we'll have to invent a tiebreaker.
rep tiebreaker.
Rep tiebreaker.
That just sounds funny.
Cheers to Untappers 03 Glide Ride.
That sounds like a spammy.
It does.
They have other intentions on Untapped. By the way, have you gone on the web?
Glide Ride.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's quite the name.
Sunny. Cheers, Sunny. Jay Caulfield and Melissa Clark.
All right. Thank you for listening to the show, hanging out with us, being cool, having fun.
Fun.
So, remember, guys.
And cheers to Loyo for this void.
Cheers to Loyo for this beer.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Cheers for all the beers you guys send us.
Cheers to Central Coast.
Half the beers we drink are, and you guys just send us beer and we drink it. Yeah. If you, we have a couple.
Oh,
of,
the Dino suit came from Augers Lagers. Did we say that?
Yeah. Okay. Augers _ Lagers.
Where were you, bro?
Peeing.
If you would like your own stick, we have a new batch of stickers. Thanks to the patrons. Thanks to the Golden Gods. We have a new batch of stickers. If you'd like one yourself, you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to our P.O. box. It's the address is there in the show notes. If you look down towards the bottom of the show notes, usually in the, if you're using a podcast player, you, the, while you're playing, there's a way to look at the show notes. But if not, just go to purpleportpod.com. You can see where you find the address to send the self-addressed envelope, and we'll send you out some stickers while they last. And if you want, or if you want to send us beer, if you're a brewery or just a regular listener, and like I want to hear them drink this beer and completely incorrectly give bad tasting notes and pass on, like spend 1 minute trying to taste it and then move on to the next beer. If you want that, then send us some beer.
We're your podcast.
In contact. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. We'll see you on all the Get Its. I want to hear about that Get It at GABF. Can't wait. There's a Scotty B Get It at Eagle Rock in Los Angeles 11. There's a Arizona Wilderness Get It. We're going to have fun. There's going to be lots of talking about next week. And so be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. And the sunburns are playing.